Tommy Hutton has been a longtime color commentator for the Miami Marlins, and Tommy Hutton joins us on Baseball Central. Tommy, thanks so much for doing this. You know, this is such a sad story on so many levels. You know, just the absolute waste of life involved in this. But you know, if we can, let's leave aside Jose Fernandez, the person, for a minute. And as someone who knows the Marlins organization, Tommy, how does that fan base move on? How does Don Mattingly move on? How do the players move on? Because this is, you know, we're talking something. It's not like you forget about this in a week. You know, it's not like you forget about it in a week.
No, it's one of those situations that you can't really grasp, I don't think, right away as to the impact it's going to have on the franchise, because this is more than just a Miami Marlin pitcher passing away. This transcends through all of Major League Baseball because of the impact that he had, not only in Miami, but in the entire game. And I don't think anyone, there may be some other cities that could have a similar situation, but when you have a kid, a Cuban American, who came over and tried three times to defect and was failed. One time he actually dove off the small boat and saved his mother, who had fallen off the boat. He was in prison for a few weeks as a 14, 15-year-old. So he endured all kinds of things to come over just to be an American citizen, which he became. He did all the things that he needed to do, and last year he became an American citizen. So I don't think, and with so many Cuban-American fans in Miami, I don't think any other city can really understand the impact that he had on that city, the way he played the game with, as Don Mattingly said in the press conference yesterday, he played it like a little league kid, and that's the way he approached it. And it's going to be extremely, extremely hard for this franchise to rebound from this in the years to come.
Yeah, Tommy, tell me how you think Don Mattingly is going to step away from this. Because, you know, I think they rearranged their rotation, and he was supposed to pitch a day before, and they backed him up a day. If I don't know if you've talked to Don Mattingly yet about this. If you did talk to him, what would you have to say to him? Because I'm sure he's the one guy that's having a real tough time with this, because it may be a different story, you know, if he would have stayed in the same rotation kind of thing. It's got to be hard on Don Mattingly, right?
Yeah, I think everybody thinks about that. But every start that he had this year, they were trying to do their best to keep the innings to a minimum. This was his first full year after having Tommy John, and he came back last year and had about 8-12 starts. And so they were going to be careful, and they mapped out a program actually in spring training to have him pitch about 180, 185 innings. Well, he had just gone over 180 innings in his last start, which he thought was one of his best against. He went 8 innings, struck out 12 against Washington. And what the plan was for the ball club was to set him back, have the game Sunday. If the Monday game was still going to be meaningful, because they're right on the fringe of an extra wild card, then he would have started Monday. If not, then he wasn't going to pitch, and they were going to shut him down for the rest of the year. So they had mapped out a schedule for him way back into spring training. And, you know, there's always second guessing. There's always going to be that thought. But I don't think anybody will think too hardly on that, because everything they did in his starts this year was to make sure that innings limit didn't get too high, because they were so careful of a guy who, believe it or not, you look at Jose's numbers this year, he's right in the mix, I think, as a Cy Young candidate. And he had that kind of year, and they wanted to see Jose have those kind of years in the future.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, Tommy, I was just going to ask, what do you expect to see from their team with the remaining games left? It's going to be hard, right, to run them out there and expect them to play well.
Yeah, Kevin, you know how it is trying to get yourself prepared for games. And I was asked earlier in another interview, you know, what's the right way to do it? There really is no right way to do it. Do you take a couple of games off, three games, one game? There is no answer to that. And you see what they've done. They're going to go back tonight to play the Mets. It's going to be tough. I mean, guys, we're so close. Here's a kid who was, I think when he first came on the scene, guys might have thought, hey, this guy's a little brash. He's a little cocky, and I'm not sure how he was taken initially by the guys in the clubhouse. But I think as his short years went on, people realized that's just the way he was. My comparison to that, because I was a teammate of Gary Carter's, and a lot of guys, when Gary Carter came on the scene, resented the way he played, because he played with such passion. He had that smile, and that's exactly what Jose did. But I think as guys saw that's just the way he is, they had no problem with it at all.
Yeah, you know, obviously there's more than a business element to this story, but this is a franchise that invested a lot in Jose Fernandez and had a lot of hopes for him. How do the Marlins reset as a result of this? I mean, do they? Well, do they, Tommy? Do they reset?
I don't think there's a reset button for this situation at all. You look at every major league team, all the other 29 teams, and if any of those teams lost their ace pitcher, and I'm talking about an ace pitcher, a number one pitcher, they'd all have to try to reset, and it's not easy to do. And the Marlins franchise, because of trades made and situations, they don't have a real deep minor league system right now. So they aren't able to, I don't think, they won't be able to go out and trade any prospects. They don't have a lot of prospects. Yeah. A lot of them are in the big leagues. So it's going to be tough to rebound from this without question.
Tommy, listen, we appreciate you joining us, which it was for a more happier circumstance. But thank you very much for your insight into the situation.
Jeff and Kevin, I appreciate it. And thank you for talking to me.